the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
And they say the noise causes cancer. You tell me that one, okay? No!
Once again, fans of the greatest 60s underground rock music, I'm Phil Gray. This is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, episode 385. And I promised last week that we would be back with absolute 60s garage punk. What a way to get it underway. Band is called the Swamp Rats out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Achieved some regional success with singles, mostly cover versions of popular songs. Now considered one of the earliest examples of proto-punk. And what a great Swamp Rats track to play, their cover of Psycho. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Well, we started off with Psycho by the Swamp Rats, better known, of course, as a Sonics track, so let's check out the Sonics as well. This is a 1961 home recording released on a compilation called The Savage Young Sonics on Norton Records, The Sonics with Shang Hyde. Thank you.
frankly think that it's terrible.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Call me, baby. Call me. But don't forget, baby, I hate you.
G'day Phil, this is Jamie from Sydney, Australia. Your non-stop 60s global garage punk is fueling the fire for our budding garage band here across the Dutch. So keep it coming.
Blame it.
Amazing slices of 60s garage punk. We had the Sonics top of the set with Shanghaied, one of their early home recordings. Then an absolute retrospect favourite, The Monks. Sometimes described as the first punk record, sometimes the obvious birthplace of krautrock, sometimes the missing link of alternative music history. The Daily Telegraph actually said, "It may not be to every taste, but lurching according to its own sublimely clueless logic, it has a purity and heedlessness which can never be repeated." That is The Monks, with one of several amazing tracks from that band, a track called I Hate You. And then, more of an obscurity, out of Australia. The band is called Machine Gun Kelly's Rejects. The track I'm Going Back, that appears on various compilations. Two of the Ugly Things compilations, also Big Beat Salicine, The Lost Sounds of Adelaide, and Before Birdmen Flew, Australian beat, R&B and punk. Machine Gun Kelly's Rejects with I'm Going Back.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
I think that I love records.
Continuing the Antipodean theme, here is a band from right here in New Zealand. In fact, our capital city, Wellington. The band is called Tom Thumb, notorious because their track I Need You was banned by the New Zealand Broadcasting Commission for containing unsuitable lyrical content. They also did a cover of Got Love, but it's the B-side that I'm most interested in. New Zealand's Tom Thumb, photo up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. This is Tom Thumb with a cover of The Elevators, You're Gonna Miss Me.
Oh, set for me.
Great Shake Shake mix scenes. Great Shakes Milk Chocolate and Great Shakes Cherry Vanilla flavors. Both turn milk into a rich, thick shake. So thick, it stands up to a straw. Great Shakes!
Great Shakes! Great Shakes! It's so creamy, thick and dreamy. Any place can be a soda fountain now with Great Shakes. Yeah, Great Shakes. So if you want your own soda fountain now, go to the store and get Great Shakes. Go to the store and get Great Shakes.
I don't mind all the guys messing with my girl.
Yeah.
great set of 60s garage from around the world. New Zealand's Tom Thumb, top of the set with cover of the 13th Floor Elevators, You're Gonna Miss Me. Then from Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada, band called the Checker Lads. Very short existence, but they did release three singles. We had one released on a label called Gaiety in 1966, a very Rolling Stones-like track called Baby Send For Me from Canada's The Checker Lads. Finally in the set, The Explosive Mind out of Australia. September 1966, 45, we had the A-side, cover of The Who's The Kids Are All Right. We're going into Global Garage straight after this. Dig what you hear?
Yeah.
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more.
Yeah.
Well, it's a big hola and comestas to our friends in Bolivia. Here's one unknown release date, but released on RCA Victor, a 7-inch EP. Also appeared on a compilation called Psycho Fasicos de Bolivia Go-Go a 4000 Metros. The band is called Los Blackstones de Bolivia. This is Peña.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelic.
Working all day,
And that's a bit of Belgian freak beat from 1969 on Gamma Records. The band is called The Jumpies. The track, I Want to Be Free. Don't forget, Retrospect episodes available via all good podcasting platforms. I've now got them up on Spotify. If you're a Spotify user, I had Retrospect up on Spotify, but that profile, for some reason, stopped updating with new episodes. So if you haven't been able to get new episodes via Spotify, go back and search again. There is a second Retrospect Spotify profile, which is updating successfully. So I would love it if you looked at that, followed Retrospect, subscribed through whatever platform you choose to use.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we know how to do wrong, but we don't know how to do right.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Here's a band out of Rome, founded 1967, described as being one of the first bands in Italy to dedicate themselves to psychedelia. The band is called Cetro & Co., notable for the use of an instrument called a violaccia, an instrument invented by a band member, arched with 6 or 10 strings, somewhat like a hurdy-gurdy, also the use of double reeds. Cetro & Co., Danza della Sera.
Se un giorno ancora ti potessi rivedere,
schiaccerei la testa sopra i tuoi vestiti. Mi tres. c'era un ardore dolce, la mia esistenza, ma con voi è lontano, non piango, non rido di questo cielo, il Dio che io non so ne amo.
Different groups, United States, Canada, Mexico, I'm not happy about that.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Dans cette ville où je suis né, mes parents et mes amis ne m'ont jamais, jamais aimé, oui. Mais depuis que je t'ai rencontré, ma vie a vraiment, vraiment changé, car je ne suis plus mal aimé, oui. Pourquoi toujours pas écouter? Si tu m'aimes vraiment, oui mon amour, tu viendras avec moi car il faut partir. Je dis ouais. Cette ville, car moi je ne veux vraiment plus y retourner. Oh oui, écoute-moi, je t'en supplie. Rappelle-toi la première fois que je t'ai vu, oui mon amour. Tu étais si jolie comme une ingénue. Oui, j'ai vraiment tout fait. Pour t'avoir toujours, toujours à moi, mais toi toujours, tu te manquais de moi. Je t'en supplie, je dis ouais, oui, je dis ouais. Hey, il nous faut quitter cette ville qui m'a fait tant, fait tant pleurer. Il nous faut quitter cette ville, car moi je ne veux vraiment plus y retourner. Oui, je t'aime, je t'en supplie. Oh, you pop.
it's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, episode 385. Cetro and Co. kicked the set off, Italian band, track called Danza della Sera. Then out of Canada, Bob L.A. Damix, 1967 7-inch single on World Records. A track called Dance Set Veal, or In This City, which is in fact a cover of Eric Burdon and the Animals' We Gotta Get Out of This Place. So Bob L.A. Damix out of Canada. Finally in the set, some group sounds. Well, kind of group sounds. More Japanese R&B, I suppose, because it's off an album called R&B Big Hits Album, released on P Vine Records as a vinyl re-release. The band is called The Voltage. This R&B Big Hits album has Japanese band The Voltage covering tracks such as In the Midnight Hour, Knock on Wood, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, It's a Man's Man's World, Soul Man, and so on. So we had The Voltage out of Japan with Mustang Sally. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Let's squeeze in one more global garage track. This band out of Mexico, one of my favourite Mexican bands, formed 1964 as Los Teddy Bears, then became the UFOs, or Los OVNIs. I love this cover of Baby Please Don't Go.
Sucedió algo raro, fue. Qué susto me dio, qué susto me dio, qué susto me dio. Algo volador en el cielo vi, luego se perdió. Luego regresó, luego regresó. La puerta se abrió, alguien descendió y un sonido raro fue el que se escuchó.
Somos locutores de Ovnilandia y hemos venido por ustedes para presentarlos ahorita mismo en nuestro programa Agogo.
¡Pero no podemos!
¡Ah! ¡Se niegan! Han de saber que si no aceptan venir con nosotros, no volveremos a transmitir más música de la nueva ola.
Oiga, pero de veras no podemos. Estamos grabando. Oiga, de verdad, no nos es posible. Oiga, no puedo. Ahorita en este momento no. Por favor. Se los pido. No, no puedo más. Se los pido yo. Algo me asustó. Algo me asustó y no sé qué fue. Algo sucedió, algo raro fue. Qué susto me dio. Qué susto me dio. Qué susto me dio. Algo volador en el cielo vi, luego se perdió.
Well, that's it for episode 385 of Retrospect, in which we are back to 60s Garage. If you're a psychedelia fan, don't forget episode 384. Our last week's episode had a bit of psych in it, but all those psychedelic September episodes available via Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, CastBox, Spotify, and scroll down my Facebook wall, facebook.com/RetrospectGaragePunkRadio. We're going to wrap it, as we always do, with an instrumental. This one from 1965 out of Birmingham, Michigan. Band had two 45s on a label called Hideout. They are called The Four of Us. A band notable for Eagles member Glenn Frey joining them, but after this recording. This is a instrumental track called Batman, later renamed, re-released, retitled Freefall. So the four of us. Seeing out Retrospect, I'm Phil Gray. Thanks for joining me for this episode of Retrospect. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.